Hey there, explorers! Welcome back to Faithfully Explore, the podcast where we pack our imaginary backpacks, lace up our sturdiest curiosity boots, and go on a journey to understand the beautiful, different ways people around the world live, believe, and practice their faith. I'm your host, Laura, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. If you're listening with a grown-up, give them a high five right now. Today we are exploring a big, fascinating question that came to us from a listener named Liam, who is 8 years old. Liam noticed a picture of an older, kind-looking man in a suit hanging on his best friend's fridge. Liam asked, "Why do my neighbors call that man the prophet, and what does he actually do?" What a fantastic question, Liam! Today we are going to learn all about what members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, sometimes called LDS for short, mean when they talk about a living prophet. Are you ready to explore? Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track.
Filling up our belief backpack. Let's dive in.
Imagine for a second that you and your family are going on a hike through a dense, deep forest. The trees are huge, the paths wind all over the place, and as the sun starts to set, it gets a little dark and hard to see which way to go. You might feel a little worried, right? But then you see someone walking at the front of the line. They have a big, bright lantern that lights up the path ahead. They've walked this forest before. They know where the slippery mud is, where the sharp rocks are hidden, and exactly which turn leads to a safe, warm cabin. When members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints talk about a prophet, that's exactly how they see him. They see him as a spiritual guide, holding a lantern, helping them navigate life's tricky paths. They believe that just like a loving parent gives their kids rules and advice to keep them safe, God, whom they call Heavenly Father, wants to give his children on earth guidance too. And he sends those messages through a prophet. Now, the idea of a prophet isn't new at all. In fact, if you've ever read stories from the Bible or the Torah, you've already met some of history's most famous prophets. Think about Noah, who built a massive ark when a big storm was coming. Or Moses, who helped free his people and held up his staff to part the Red Sea. In ancient times, these prophets were teachers, leaders, and messengers. They told the people what God wanted them to know, warned them about dangers, and always reminded them to love and take care of one another. Latter-day Saints connect these ancient stories directly to today. They believe that God loves people living right now just as much as he loved the people in the Bible. So they believe God still speaks to a living prophet today. For Latter-day Saints, the prophet isn't a magical superhero or a perfect person who never makes a mistake. He is a regular human being chosen for a special job. His most important job of all? To be a special witness of Jesus Christ, and to teach people how to follow Jesus' example of love and kindness. Before we look at how the worldwide church is organized, it's time to get moving. Everybody stand up on your feet. Let's play a quick game of Prophet's Path. Start walking in place. Imagine the prophet is telling us to stretch high to see over a wall. Reach your hands all the way up to the sky. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Now we're going to climb over that wall. Lift one knee high, and now the other. Start walking again. Uh-oh, the prophet warns us there's a low branch on the trail. Crouch down low and crawl under it. Keep walking. Now he says the path is clear, but we need to move quickly to help a neighbor. Run in place as fast as you can. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great job. Sit back down and take a deep breath in and let it out. So who is the prophet today? In the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the prophet is also the president of the entire worldwide church. Because looking after millions of church members all over the world is a gigantic job, the prophet doesn't do it alone. He has a team. He chooses two counselors to help him, and together the three of them are called the First Presidency. Right under them is another group of 12 leadership men called the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Think of them like a council of wise helpers who travel the world to teach, organize humanitarian aid, and visit church members from Japan to Brazil to Utah. But how do people actually hear what the prophet is saying? Twice a year, usually in April and October, the church holds a massive weekend of meetings called General Conference. During General Conference, the prophet and other leaders stand and give talks that are broadcast on television, radio, and the internet worldwide. People tune in from their living rooms, sometimes even wearing pajamas, and listen closely to the advice. The prophet talks about things like being a good family member and friend, saying daily prayers, helping people who are hungry or lonely through service, repenting, which means saying sorry and trying to fix it when you make a mistake, and choosing kindness, even when it's really hard. To help us understand how a child might think about all of this, let's listen to a short story about a girl named Emma. Emma was 9 years old and she loved puzzles. She loved the click of two pieces snapping together perfectly. One Saturday afternoon, Emma was sitting on her living room floor working on a massive puzzle of a coral reef. Her family was listening to General Conference on the TV in the background.
My dear brothers and sisters, welcome to General Conference.
The prophet was speaking. He was talking about how important it is to find inner peace, even when the world feels loud or confusing. Emma paused, a blue puzzle piece shaped like a starfish hovering in her hand. She looked over at her dad, who was listening intently while folding laundry.
Dad?
Emma asked.
Why do we listen so carefully to him? How do we actually know that what he's teaching is what God wants us to do?
Her dad smiled, set down a folded towel, and sat on the floor next to her.
That is a really honest question, Emma. You know how when you're stuck on a puzzle piece, you look at the picture on top of the box to see where the piece fits?
Emma nodded.
Well, her dad said, the prophet gives us the big picture. He reminds us of God's love, but he doesn't expect us to believe in him without thinking. Our church teaches that every single person can pray and ask God quietly in their own hearts if the prophet's words are true. When you feel a warm, peaceful feeling inside, like a puzzle piece clicking into place, that's how you know.
Emma looked back down at her starfish piece. She found its spot, pressed it down, and heard a satisfying click. She closed her eyes for a second, felt the quiet warmth of her living room, and thought about how nice it felt to try to be kinder to her little brother. She smiled. The pieces of advice were starting to make sense. Latter-day Saints often share stories about past prophets to teach lessons about faith and resilience. One famous story is about a prophet named Lorenzo Snow, who lived over 100 years ago. In the late 1890s, there was a terrible drought in the desert state of Utah, where many church members lived. A drought means it hadn't rained for a very, very long time. The ground was cracked. Where the crops should be was regular dirt. And the farmers were worried that they wouldn't have enough money or food to survive. Prophet Lorenzo Snow traveled out to a small dusty town called St. George. He stood before the worried townspeople and felt inspired to give them a promise from God.
He told them if they would faithfully pay their tithing, God would send rain. Tithing is a practice in which church members donate 1/10 of their income to help the church care for their poor and build temples. The people trusted President Snow. Even though they were broke, they gave what they could to help others. A few months later, the sky grew dark with heavy clouds. The rain poured down, soaking the thirsty earth and saving the crops. For Latter-day Saints, this true story is a powerful reminder of how trusting a spiritual leader's guidance can bring peace and blessings during a stormy season of life.
Konnichiwa. Hola.
Bonjour.
Let's cross our friendship bridge. As we explore different faiths on this podcast, it's always wonderful to look at our friendship bridge, the place where we see how different religions share similar ideas, even if they do things a little uniquely. Many world religions have a single leader or a group of respected leaders who guide their communities. In the Catholic tradition, millions of people look to the Pope in Rome as their global spiritual leader and earthly guide. In Jewish communities, people seek wisdom, teaching, and counseling from a rabbi. In Muslim communities, an imam leads prayer and offers spiritual direction based on the Quran. In many Protestant churches, a pastor or minister preaches from the pulpit every Sunday to look after their congregation. While each of these faiths understands authority and leadership differently, the core heart of the role is beautifully similar. Every community values having a wise teacher to help them understand how to love God and become better human beings. What's inside our belief backpack this week? Before we head home, let's open up our belief backpack and look at the idea we're taking with us today. A guide with a lantern. For members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the prophet is a living leader who helps guide them through life's choices, just like an experienced guide on a dark trail. Do you have someone in your life who's a guide with a lantern? Every week I give our explorers a little challenge to help bring our journey into our daily lives. This week's challenge is inspired by the prophet's role as a guide. Sometime this week, practice being a guide for someone else. You could help a young sibling tie their shoes or show a friend how to play a game they don't know. Notice how good it feels to help someone else find their path. Thank you for exploring with me today. It's beautiful to learn about the ways our friends and neighbors find direction, hope, and peace in their lives. I'm Laura, and I'll see you next time on Faithfully Explore. Remember to stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring that wonderful world around you.